Hello.
I wanted to say happy birthday to Breonna Taylor, who would have been 27 today and who should have been 27 today. But this episode is dedicated to her. And if you don't know who she is, I'm going to share a little bit more about her. Here is a chunk of the article, "Why Aren't We All Talking About Breonna Taylor?" from the New York Times. Like George Floyd, she was also killed by the police, but her case remains largely disconnected from the broader narrative. We're not trying to compete with Floyd's story. We're trying to complete the story. Andrea Ritchie, author of Invisible No More, Police Violence Against Black Women and Women of Color. In Her Words is also available as a newsletter. So Google In Her Words newsletter if you would like to learn more. Last week, Andrea Ritchie, a researcher at Barnard Center for Research on Women, joined thousands of others across the U.S. to take part in a protest demanding justice for George Floyd. She proudly chanted his name outside the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. "But I was shocked that I didn't hear anyone say Breonna Taylor's name at any point," Ritchie said, referring to the black emergency medical technician in Louisville, Kentucky, who was killed by the police in March, just weeks before Floyd's death. Officers burst into Taylor's apartment while she was asleep during a late-night drug investigation using a so-called no-knock warrant. Her boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, who has said he was worried someone was breaking into the apartment, shot and wounded an officer. The officers have said that they then returned fire and shot Taylor at least 8 times in her own home. Her mother filed a lawsuit against the Louisville Metro Police Department in late April, and people in Louisville started taking to the streets demanding justice in May. None of the officers in her cases have been arrested or fired, though the FBI is currently investigating the case. In an effort to resurface Taylor's story on social media, users started using the hashtag #SayHerName last week. But even that, Ritchie noted, had been turned into hashtag #SayHisName. "We can't forget about black women in our quest for justice," she wrote on Twitter. Things have starting to shift on Friday on what would have been Taylor's 27th birthday. Protesters marched in her honor. Some sang happy birthday. Others released balloons and sent birthday cards to Kentucky's Attorney General Daniel Cameron demanding justice. The hashtag #BirthdayForBreonna was widely used on social media. Still, Taylor's case remains largely disconnected with her broader national conversation that's happening around George Floyd. No celebrities have offered to pay for her funeral or taken out full-page ads in newspapers across the country dedicated to her, and few brands have started campaigns in her name. Perhaps it's because there was no graphic video footage of the scene, or because it all happened back in March at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. But her exclusion and that of other black women is the latest iteration of a long-standing issue. Black women's experiences of police brutality and their tireless contributions to mass social justice movements have almost always been left out of the picture, receiving far less media or political attention. For years, black women have faced a double bind of racial and gender discrimination. And then I'm going to skip down a bit. The Black Lives Matter movement was also founded by 3 women, Patrice Cullors, Alicia Garza, and Opal Tometi, who were angered by the acquittal in 2013 of George Zimmerman, the man who fatally shot 17-year-old Trayvon Martin. "We did want to start a movement," Cullors said. "Did we know we were going to be successful? No. But we worked hard for years, making sure that people saw what was happening and how it was happening." Yet movements tend to latch on to a singular face or leader, and for many, that ideal image is predominantly still a straight man, Cullors said. "It's easier to be seduced by masculinity and the idea that we're going to be saved by a black Christian male," Cullors said, noting the appeal around Dr. Martin Luther King as an example. "That's a problem. We don't fully understand how racism and sexism and patriarchy and homophobia impact our community. Without that understanding, any proposed changes in police conduct or laws will be limited in scope, and women's concerns will be continued to be overlooked. For example, there currently isn't any official data collection on police sexual misconduct nationally or at any local level," Ritchie added, "and changing that should be a part of the broader police reforms. America needs an intersectional lens over what all black communities are experiencing and the strategies to address them," Dr. Morris said. "We need to understand justice to be expansive," she said. Breonna Taylor is 27 years old today. This episode is dedicated to her. This week, I have had the privilege of being able to reflect on the shortcomings of my own social justice work. I've had the time and opportunity to make space for what I have done wrong and for what I can do better, for what I wish to say and for what I wish to do in the future. These are all privileges that I'm able to think about these things as opposed to experience these things. For instance, I have had a few people of color on my podcast, but a few is not enough. Since you're here, please consider listening to Ben Schachter Gordon's episode about losing his mother in high school to metastatic breast cancer, as well as the racism he faced as being a man who is both Jewish and Jamaican. I resonate with keeping your foot on the gas pedal because taking action is going to look different for everyone. Something I'm grappling right now is, what is the stronger choice? Ending white silence and speaking up, or just shutting up and listening to people of color and specifically Black people right now? What comes to mind is a combination. So I'm committing to putting my ear to the ground and listening to Black people and what they have to say, and listening and highlighting their stories, and also not being afraid to speak up, because that's part of the problem. A combination, I think, is what is wise. And if I'm incorrect, please let me know. I'm curious what you think. We should not be. But anyways, happy birthday, Breonna Taylor. Please take a moment to wish her happy birthday. Say it out loud. Say her name. Say her name. Say her name. Say her name. Breonna Taylor. 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 Breonna Taylor.